Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hi there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart. And today I am introducing Mary Jo Mast, the author of our devotional for today. We are in our first week of Jesus Teach Me, a YouVersion Bible plan that we have posted and are now featuring on our blog and our podcast. We pray that this message blesses you.
Forgiveness Brings Freedom by Mary Jo Mast. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you so much for your presence right now in this space. I thank you for the moms who are listening, and I pray that you would comfort them today. Lord, speak to them. I ask that you would open up their ears, their hearing, their eyes, and their seeing, that they would be able to know how great they are loved. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are faithful to perform what you say in your word. And thank you that you've forgiven us from all of our debts and you've released us. So, Father, in that same breath, I ask that you would help us to forgive those who have wounded us. In your precious name, I pray. Amen. Matthew 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Dear Mom, do you struggle with unforgiveness toward a friend? Your children or child, or your spouse? Recently, the Holy Spirit led me to house clean my soul. I needed a breakthrough in the area of forgiveness, but kept getting pulled back into unforgiveness, though it wasn't my intention. Memories of how I was wronged kept resurfacing. I would forgive, and then the memory would come back, and then I would repent and forgive again, thinking it would eventually go away. To my dismay, the unforgiveness just continually popped up, causing me such grief. I started asking the Lord why this kept happening, because my heart was to truly forgive. Through the help of the Holy Spirit and a dear therapist, the Lord revealed two wounds not fully healed from years ago, in which I had felt deeply rejected and betrayed. Once I forgave those two people and broke the covenant of unforgiveness that I had made with those two wounds, the most recent wound became healed too. I was finally able to let go. The unforgiveness and pain was completely gone. Our unhealed wounds from the past have a way of bubbling up, triggering unforgiveness into other areas of the present. As long as they are not taken care of, they become a chain reaction, triggering unhealthy emotions that keep us captive. Jesus knew the importance of forgiveness. It's a huge key leading to our freedom. Matthew 6, verse 12 says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Jesus paid our debt by forgiving us of every sin that we have ever committed or ever will. He died once for all time. Read Romans 6. It is extremely important that we forgive those who have hurt us if we desire to live in complete freedom for His honor and glory. If you are struggling in this area, ask Jesus to uncover any wounds of bitterness from the past, which may lie deeply buried because of pain. Sometimes we need someone wise to help us. If you truly desire to be free in your heart, Jesus will not only uncover but heal you and completely unravel the unforgiveness web. Repent, which means think differently, and break any covenants that you have made associated with the unforgiveness, and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you in that place. His oil soothes and mends the unmendable. Let's pray. Jesus, it is my desire to have a clean and pure heart. Search me and show me areas not fully surrendered to you. Thank you for unveiling and shining your light on any webs of darkness or tangled lies that I am believing. Show me your face. Reveal your truth to me. I want to be free. I release all unforgiveness caused by wounds in my soul, and I release the person who caused my pain. Heal me, Lord, in this place. Thank you for caring for my heart in profound ways that no one else can. Thank you for forgiving me from all the wrongs that I have done. I love you, my sweet Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources about our supernatural mothering kits, visit our website, myhelpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to help encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.